Hey, love. So, how would you feel if someone said that your business was bland, uninspired, and boring? These aren't exactly words that you would want anyone to use when it came to describing your business, like ever, let alone feeling bland, uninspired, and boring, or BUB, in your physical place of work every single day. Ew. Like, barf. Now, let me introduce you to one of my full interior design and creative direction clients, Dr. Tonya Loken. When I met Dr. Tonya last year, she had just been through a business breakup and was experiencing a serious case of BUB when it came to her integrative medicine and wellness clinic based out of Fargo, North Dakota. As we all know, breakups, I don't care who you are, of any kind, are brutal. But before she could let that breakup-induced case of BUB send her into an out-of-control tailspin that would probably lead her to a really bad haircut and color and her looking in the mirror thinking, "Who are you and what have you done with my hair?" We've all been there, right? We came up with a sparkling plan that not only would help her fall back in love with her own business, but created a beautiful client experience. So, what was my anti-BUB post-biz breakup prescription? Well, Dr. Tonya needed a jaw-dropping boss makeover. Yes, a total rebrand and redesign of both her physical practice and online space. Dr. Tonya knew without a doubt that she didn't want her integrative health practice to feel like a spa or a sterile, stark hospital. She wanted her business to feel like walking into your bestie's home where you could feel comfortable enough to divulge only secrets that you would tell your closest gal pal over a steaming cup of tea, all while feeling totally profesh. Dr. Tonya empowers her patients to holistically take charge of their own health and wellness. And seeing Dr. Tonya in action myself, I could totally tell that these women feel completely seen, deeply heard, and totally supported. And I wanted to make sure that authentic connection and beauty was captured in her makeover. After dreaming and scheming, it was time to put our two-phase sparkly plan into action. And today I wanted to share phase one, which was transforming Dr. Tonya's physical space or her practice. So, phase one was basically to banish the blah builder beige. Seeing pictures of Dr. Tonya's office before we actually worked in person, it was very clear to me as to why she was feeling that her business was bland, uninspiring, and boring. Her physical practice space was suffering from a case of the builder beige blues, and it was taking over the energy of the space. So below there is a video, a little short little video on some before footage, and underneath that I've got some before pics that you can take a peek at. So, if you're not familiar, Fargo, North Dakota is basically Canada. The winters are long, cold, and often dreary, and that means that natural daylight hours are precious. In this situation, the beige color combined with the mismatched furniture that was mismatched in a not so cute way, and zero windows on the external lobby walls was limiting the natural light. And this was only adding to those blah, gloomy vibes. So, to fix this, I suggested repainting the waiting area a crisp, bright white. And this would help bounce any natural light that we were able to capture and just overall brighten the space. Other rooms that were already dark and moody, we leaned into and made them even more dramatic and cozy. And so our color palette consisted of like a really deep, kind of like foresty green, like an aubergine color, another kind of lighter purple, a mauve, and a blush. So Dr. Tonya also explained to me that their current reception desk was totally impractical and that she needed a better solution that would fit in a mildly challenging spot. Now, if you have ever looked at buying commercial office furniture, you will know it is more expensive than you would think. So, to help keep us on budget, I designed a new functional but totally gorgeous reception desk based on IKEA furniture that we hacked, and Dr. Tonya's hubby then cleverly brought the design to life. And you can see those reception desk plans below. And then there was just one last thing left to do before the ordering and install party could commence, and that was an HGTV style virtual walkthrough. You know, the one like you've seen it on Fixer Upper, Chip and Joanna like walk through the space with their clients, and so they can kind of see everything in the space before you actually commit to it. And that's why I love presenting this portion of the makeover. Not only does it help my clients to visualize where the design is going and what the finished product will look like, I also find that it helps settle any nerves or fears of the unknown. Plus, it totally makes my clients feel like they're on their own makeover show. So, this is a little note from Tanya. Shelley obtained our office blueprints and was able to lay everything out from paint colors to furniture. We were able to visualize what the office space was going to look like and approve everything before moving forward, and that was amazing. So again, those were words from Dr. Tanya. And you can also see some of the 3D makeover plans and a little snippet of the walkthrough that we did for her team. Finally, it was time to wave my glitter wand. It was load-in and installation day. I love this. And with my design plans on the front seat of my car, loaded to the rooftops with decor, painting supplies, tools, and flat-packed furniture, I drove 13 hours from Tulsa, Oklahoma, straight shot north to Fargo, North Dakota, surviving a serious near miss. Yes, a car was driving the wrong way down the interstate at night in the rain. Total white knuckle ride. So thankful I'm still here. But it was time to get to work. And so you can see a whole stack of the after photos of what her practice actually looks like now. Huge, huge difference. This is proof that a doctor's office doesn't have to feel bland and boring, sterile, and so buttoned up that you feel uncomfortable. And Dr. Tanya's makeover is proof. So here are some more words from Dr. Tanya herself. It was amazing to see how everything pulled together after months of hard work. Our patients love the new office space and comment on how bright and cozy our lobby space is, along with how inviting our consult rooms are now. Now, the only BUB that Dr. Tanya has in her life is her adorable little bubba, Harrison. So, if you're looking to feel inspired and re-energized in your home office, studio, or commercial space, hit me up, lovely lady. I have packages for both e-design and full interior design projects available. And until I am back on your computer screen, on your phone, however you like to consume this content, I will talk to you later. Bye.